Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care video and podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the top three used Class A brands and models from the last 10 years or so that I can recommend. Now, before we begin, let me invite everybody listening to the podcast to subscribe so you don't miss any of the great episodes coming up. And please visit my website at rvinspectionandcare.com. There's hundreds of articles and videos there all about RVs and RV life. But today we're covering the subject of the top three Class A brands and models of the last 10 years or so. And you know, you can really save a lot of money if you buy a used Class A, because new Class A's, I'm sure you will agree with me, can be very expensive to buy, especially if you're going to be looking at diesel pushers. So you can save money by buying used instead. Or maybe you can't afford to get the extras and luxuries that you want in a new Class A diesel pusher, but if you buy a few years old, you can. So it's a great strategy to buy used in many cases. But the question is, which brands made quality Class A motorhomes that you can find now on the used market? Well, we'll go back 10 years. We'll cover the top three brands that made not only diesel pushers, but also gas-powered motorhomes as well. And let's start with number one on the list, and that is Newmar. Newmar's been building quality RVs for more than 50 years now. They have won numerous industry and consumer awards over that time, so they've got this great stellar reputation for building quality motorhomes. And the good news is, they also have a Class A for just about every price range. So let's start at the high end, and let's suppose you got some serious money that you can spend, and you want a used Newmar. Well, then look on the high end for the King Air, for the Essex, for the London Air. These are incredible coaches. They're rolling palaces, so you can't go wrong with one of those higher-end Newmars. Now, in the mid-range, there is a brand that has been iconic in the industry for years. It's Dutch Star. And the Dutch Star, you're going to see a lot of them out there. There's just a lot of very happy, satisfied owners. But don't forget that Newmar also makes the Mountain Air and the Ventana in that mid-range diesel pusher category. Now, let's move to the gassers. And the gas-powered motorhomes from Newmar, they start around the Baystar Sport. That's the lowest cost gasser that Newmar makes. But there's also the Baystar. And then don't forget that Newmar also put out the Canyon Star sometimes in a gas-powered unit in the past. They don't do it now. But there were some years where you could buy Canyon Stars with gas-powered engine. So those are all great choices. Now let's move to number two on our manufacturer's list, and that is Tiffin. Tiffin's been building quality motorhomes for 45 years. They have an excellent reputation for build quality and for customer service. They're just known for that. Now, Tiffin has been owned by the Tiffin family for many decades. Unfortunately, at this point, they no longer own the company. They sold the company to Thor. However, if you're buying a used Tiffin in the last 10 years, there's a very good chance you're going to get one that was made by the Tiffin family. Now, on the higher end of the Tiffin lineup, there's an iconic model there. It's the Allegro Bus. And they are fantastic. Very solid, very quality construction, and lots of features and amenities. So that's a great place to start. Don't forget, though, that Tiffin also made the Zephyr, too. A lot of people don't recognize that name played as much as they do Allegro Bus. Now, in the mid-range, once again, Tiffin makes a model that is so well-recognized and has so many fans, and that's the Phaeton. If you visit any campground across the U.S., then you're likely to see a Phaeton somewhere in it if it's a good-sized campground. So a Phaeton is a great choice. But in recent years, also in the mid-range, Tiffin's been making the Allegro RED series or Red series, and you just choose the engine size that you want, and they can be very affordable in that mid-range. Now let's talk about the Tiffin gas-powered motorhomes, because they make one of the best gas-powered motorhomes that you're going to find on the market. And over the last 10 years, they played around with the name kind of from year to year, but look for the Allegro, just plain Allegro in many cases, or Allegro Open Road. And if you find one of these models during the last 10 years that's in good shape, well, then you probably got a real find there. Now, on the third manufacturer on the list, I would have to choose Winnebago. Winnebago's been building motor homes since 1966. Do you get a theme going here? I mean, all three of these top manufacturers, they've been around for years, decades, and they have perfected their building processes. So they're highly recommended. They get high marks from both dealers and customers. Now, Winnebago generally tended to put the emphasis on the mid-range and gas-powered motorhomes in their Class A lineup, but there are a couple of higher-end models, and that is the Tour and the Grand Tour. So they're both fine coaches. But in the mid-range, they offer you the Horizon, the Journey, and the Forza. And all of them are excellent choices. Some of those nameplates go back for years and years and years. In the gas-powered lineup, well, there's another iconic name there that goes back for decades, and that's the Adventurer. But there's also the Sightseer, and on the lower end, the Vista and the Sunstar. All of them, very fine choices. Well, those are the top three manufacturers and their models that I can recommend for consideration in the last decade or so. Is that all of the Class A's that I can recommend for you? Not even close to being all of them. There's many more that I can recommend to you as being quality coaches that you should consider. But the ones I've given you today are great as a place to start when shopping for a Class A on the used market. Now, very soon, I'm going to be making a new guidebook that will have a full list of all of my recommended used Class A's, the brands, the models, everything, and you'll be able to find it in my RV bookstore. And as you can see right there on the video right now, there's a link to my bookstore. For you podcast listeners, it'll be in the description of the podcast. So just keep checking back. It's not going to be long before you're going to see that guidebook for all used Class A's, brands, and models that I, as an RV inspector, can recommend to you for your consideration. Now, let me ask one final question of you, and that is, do you have any recommendations for Class A motorhome brands and models that are used that you feel are worthy of consideration? Well, then please let us know what you think about that in the comments below. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.